Hi, everybody, and welcome to FNS Wrestling Podcast bonus episode. I guess we'll call it our WrestleMania week preview and predictions. I am your host. With me, as always, is my teenage son, Jackson. Say hello, Jack. Well, we are about to embark on a really busy week this week, huh?
Yeah.
So we thought, I don't know when else we're going to get time, so we thought we would sort of come back down to the studio and talk about some previews, preview everything we can, and some predictions for what we think is going to happen in some matches. It's just a nice way to talk about the upcoming week that's going to be crazy. So I don't know, I don't really have much to banter about, do you?
No, but so we'll cover probably TakeOver and NXT UK.
Yeah, we're going to look at that for sure and then see.
WrestleMania?
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We're going to get started, and if it doesn't take too long, we'll do the whole week in one shot.
Potential part two.
We may come back, yeah. So we're going to definitely start out with...
But we'll eventually recover the whole week regardless.
Yep, we'll get there. So what do you want to start out with then?
So we're going to go TakeOver nights 1 and 2, and then the UK, and then if we have time tonight, then we will
get into
WrestleMania nights 1 and 2 as well.
All right, so NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver. For me, this is the one I sort of put some thought into. When it comes to the main roster pay-per-views, I'll probably just be sort of deciding right then and there because I don't really watch that product. But this is the one I watch and take notes on and review every week. So I put some thought into it, which I don't think guarantees I'll be better in making my picks. But it's just to let you know
that is
the process. So yeah, we can talk about, you did a lot of work today getting this ready. So if you want to talk about it. Go ahead.
I'm very tired, yeah.
Stand and Deliver, night one is where we're going to start.
Yeah, so we'll just, the first match that was listed is the main event, which is Io Shirai versus Raquel Gonzalez for the Women's Championship.
Right. You go ahead.
All right. So I picked Raquel Gonzalez. I thought she really looked good on the Go Home episode, but it almost felt like reverse. Like, I'm not sure if it's reverse psychology, but like,
when they make them look that strong, generally it's because they're not going to look strong at the pay-per-view.
But I feel like Io has had a great run, and I feel like I'm kind of bored of just picking Io every time.
Sure.
Because I think we've been doing that for a good year.
And we've been right.
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 So
she doesn't lose.
Right. And so I think Gonzalez, if Io's going to lose, she's probably one of the best people to beat Io.
She's definitely got the best chance.
I'm just going to pick her because I don't feel like picking Io anymore, really.
All right, Raquel Gonzalez for you. I've recently changed my mind on this one. I was feeling the same as you, that it looks like they've been building Gonzalez and grooming her for this title, basically, and that this would be the time to pull the trigger on the biggest stage against a champion that's been defending successfully for a really long time. But now I've sort of flipped completely in the last couple days, and I feel like there's actually a good chance that this kind of run for Gonzalez has caught someone's eye on the main roster, or it was their plan all along to just sort of see what they have before a main roster call up. So I'm going to, partly for the good of the podcast, because it's good to have different picks on this, right? I'm going to say that Io retains, and that just as an added prediction, that Gonzalez debuts on Raw or SmackDown the week after Mania.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Because it just feels like she's a main roster star, right? Mm-hmm. Even though she's been sort of built in NXT, I feel like she's probably caught somebody's eye and might be on her way out. So maybe Io retains and stays and Gonzalez goes. That's what I'm saying.
Nice. All right. So next we got Walter versus Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT UK Championship.
Yep.
And I obviously picked Walter for three reasons. Number one, Walter.
Yep. That's
number two, he has a title defense the day after.
Isn't it before?
No, because this is Wednesday.
Right. And he fights a Wednesday at like 3 p.m.
Thursday.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Oh, so either way, it's recorded, right?
Because right,
Walter's here. Okay.
So he has a title defense after, I think, on Thursday. I'm
right.
Almost positive. And three, no one on NXT UK has been able to beat him. I think it's highly unlikely they're going to have him lose the UK belt to someone like Ciampa, not from the UK. It's possible it could happen someday, but I just don't think.
And then Ciampa would go back there, right?
Right, like, and I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm also taking Walter. I mean, is it possible that Rampage Brown could beat him on Prelude, right?
I don't know. From what I've seen of him, he doesn't look the best.
I don't think so, but I'll take Walter because I think it's going to be an absolute slugfest. And right, who the heck is positioned to beat Walter right now? Nobody, right. I don't think.
And I'd also like him to get the full 2-year reign.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
he's
just,
almost there.
I think he just passed it. I think I literally saw a thing like 5 minutes before we came down here.
I thought he passed Pete Dunne, or he might have, yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong. So anyways, we're both picking Walter, fairly confident in that pick as well, I would say.
Right.
Yep.
MSK versus Grizzled Young Veterans versus Legado del Fantasma, the vacant NXT Tag Title 3-Way. That should have been a ladder match or something.
Yeah, something extra would have been nice for sure, yeah. I think.
So I went with MSK, and I think Grizzled Young Veterans could also win, and MSK chased the titles, but I think they won the Dusty Cup, and their title win, that I think is obvious. I don't think they should keep delaying it. I think maybe they could have a short run, maybe, and then lose it to Grizzled Young Veterans, and then maybe eventually win it back. I don't know, but I just think they should at least get their Dusty Cup title win, kind of.
Yeah,
I feel like they should finally get that.
That makes sense, and I'm not super confident in my pick, but I think if we both agree, it feels like Legado was added just to have somebody to take the pinfall loss, it kind of feels right. Like, I'm struggling which way to go, but I'm going to take Grizzled Young Veterans because, like you just mentioned, I'm kind of looking forward to the baby face chasing them for a while.
And I knew you were going to pick them.
They're a really strong heel team, and I think that would be
the pod?
It would make for some good TV with MSK as baby faces chasing these guys. So
no, I can see both sides of
I can too. So I'm taking the Grizzled Young Veterans.
All right. Good to have some differentiation.
Absolutely.
So Gauntlet Eliminator match, winner faces Johnny Gargano the next night.
Who I'm glad you listed who was in it, because I've already forgotten a couple of them. I forgot that Ruff was in it, I think.
Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Bronson Reed versus LA Knight versus Leon Ruff versus Cameron Grimes versus Dexter Lumis. And unfortunately, I had to go with Dexter Lumis.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So he's supposedly a babyface, which is obviously going to work better against the heel Gargano.
Yep.
He's got existing feud in history with Gargano and The Way.
Right.
He's gotten a little more matches and focus lately, to my dismay, but still.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Scott and Ruff have their own thing going, so I doubt either of them are winning. Also, it's Leon Ruff. LA Knight's kind of an uber heel, so I don't think he'll be Vince Gargano, and he also just got here, so I feel like he needs to be built more. Cameron Grimes seems to be doing fine with what he's got right now.
Agree.
And he hasn't been around the title picture in a while, so this would be kind of sudden, and once again, heel versus heel. Probably not ideal.
Right.
Same goes for Bronson Reed. Not that he's a heel, but he's, I think, the only other person I could really see winning, but he has not done anything since that ladder match where we thought he was going to win.
Hey, he just beat LA Knight.
Yeah, but like...
I know what you're saying.
He
hasn't
done anything, right? And so it's with great regret that I picked Dexter Lumis.
So I am also picking Lumis for essentially the same
reasons.
I'm
just reading what you wrote now. We did not discuss this.
So
I had no idea you were picking this.
Like you're saying, he has a history with The Way. He's been getting a lot of focus lately. That's Lumis. And I don't really see process of elimination, right? I look and I go, Grimes doesn't need a belt or to be in his character's so strong right now.
We did not rehearse this.
He doesn't need to be in there, right? I don't think it's Ruff. I don't think it's... oh my goodness, Isaiah Scott either. So that's the same thing. I said my second choice would also be Reed, but I am thinking
if you had Don Kushida and Tyler Rust in there, then I would have had a harder time picking. But honestly, there only seems to be one clear-cut choice.
And I don't think Knight's going to be in NXT for very long.
Right.
And I think that maybe is supported by him losing in his first prominent match to Reed, right?
Yeah. So he beat, August Gray?
And then lost to Bronson Reed.
And then won a little battle royal.
So I agree with you. I'm taking Dexter Lumis to win the Eliminator.
Pete Dunne versus Kushida. I obviously took Pete Dunne because why would I pick Kushida? But Kushida has hardly done anything ever, and he's nowhere near
in
as good
NXT,
as Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Right. And Pete Dunne, I feel like, needs a win after his last loss to Balor, and he hasn't really done much. I think they need to start rebuilding him, because I feel like he is a main eventer here.
Me too.
Kushida, I'm still on the fence. He hasn't done much. He did impress in that last TakeOver match, I'll admit, but again, that's against Johnny freaking Gargano.
True.
And Kushida doesn't do much right now either way, so I think he'll be fine if he loses. And I don't, even if he's not fine, I don't really care. And also, Pete Dunne.
I am also taking Pete Dunne. I think it just should be. Kushida was super impressive in his last TakeOver match with Gargano, but other than that, he seems to be just kind of drifting.
I feel like he hasn't had a really great match like that with out Gargano, which is like what I'm saying, because it's like, it's Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano is
great. And character-wise, right? He's just not interesting. He doesn't really have anything going on. I think Dunn's kind of in an awkward spot, too, because his faction just, like, dissolved out of nowhere, basically, right around him, which is unfortunate, but...
But I think he's proven to be a good promo. I think he can survive.
A lot better than I thought. So himself. I think he's the one that should be focused on going forward, so I'm just hoping they make what I think's the right choice, and I'll take Dunn as well.
For sure. So now we move in to NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver Night 2. All right, so we got Finn Balor vs. Karrion Kross, which is going to be the co-main event.
Right.
For the NXT Championship. So I went with Finn Balor. Kross is just not interesting anymore, and in my opinion, Balor is. Balor, I think, is at one of his career highs right now, I think, along with the formation of the Bullet Club, maybe his first NXT run. Like, he's just been doing really great lately, I think. And Kross has just started to bore me. Like, his matches are okay at best, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems pretty main roster bound anyways. And this would be a great opportunity for Kross to have a good last match, I think, put someone over, and then more than likely debut on the Raw after Mania, because that's what happens, like, mm-hmm. all the time.
I kind of feel the same way. I'm taking Balor, and I think Kross moves to main roster either at Mania by making an appearance or on one of the shows after Mania that week, I think, too. For me, Finn is a complete wrestler now, and this is something he's developed, in my opinion, in this last run in NXT. His promos are consistently strong, which for me is the piece of the puzzle that was missing. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even think he needs to do the demon stuff anymore, because his promos and his character are so good.
I mean, I would like it because face paint and stuff.
Of course.
And it looks sick.
But so selfishly, I look so much more forward, if I just think about it, to matches that involve Balor against top guys, right, than I am for Kross. Because Kross is just, he's okay, but he works that main roster style. He's got the look. He's got the entrance. Just take him
he's
already.
He's got the gimmick.
Yep.
Right?
Like, so I also am taking Finn Balor.
Next, we got the other co-main event, which is the unsanctioned match between Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. I'm with Kyle O'Reilly, I think, like they used to have with Johnny Gargano, they've got a genuine top face here. And I think this could go pretty similar to that Gargano-Ciampa feud, where O'Reilly wins the first big match to give him this big redemption win after Cole, the heel, has beaten him up, turned on him, all that jazz. And Gargano and Ciampa even started an unsanctioned match as well, if you remember.
That is right.
And then I think Cole would win the second one if that happens. And then, I don't know, because Ciampa ended up winning the third match. I think it was the last man standing after Black got injured.
Right.
But then they were supposed to have a fourth match, but then Ciampa got the neck injury, right?
Right.
So, anyways, and even if there's only one match, I think Kyle O'Reilly is a top star, or he's getting there. I think Cole already is, not just because I like
him. For sure he is.
I think he already is. And I think Kyle O'Reilly would just get his redemption. So I think he's going to win probably what's going to be a fire match.
I think so too. I also took Kyle O'Reilly for many of the reasons you already gave. It feels to me like they're just really close to having a really strong babyface in Kyle O'Reilly that can work the main event, and they struggle to do that, right?
Right, which is why I'm questioning again, just like why they got rid of Gargano as a top face, because he was like the top face in NXT without a doubt it.
And he can go back to it as well. So I think this win over Cole will really solidify O'Reilly as like a main eventer, babyface guy. And
Cole can always be a good heel, right?
And I think that's what we need. So I am also going to take O'Reilly because they need strong babyfaces and they kind of have one.
Mm-hmm. So next we got Johnny Gargano versus blank.
We're guessing Loomis, but we don't
American
know.
Championship. Right. So I went with Johnny Gargano. And I think there are some great wrestlers to take his title. Escobar, Dunn, if they better Kushida, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of the wrestlers I would want to... Ooh, Tyler Rust. I don't think any of the wrestlers I would want to take his title are in the Gauntlet Eliminator. So I really don't think... Even if Loomis wins, if Reed wins, if any of them win, I honestly don't think any of them, like, would defeat Gargano. Because even Scott, who we like, I think he's better in the Cruiserweight division.
So do I.
Right? So I just don't think anyone here is going to beat Gargano. So.
And I'm going to go the other route. I'm just going to take the challenger who I think is Loomis, but I guess I get any challenger that comes, right? But I'm looking at it being Loomis. And I'm wondering if this is where Loomis wins with help from Theory and
Indy. Oh, that's my worst nightmare.
Right? I could see especially Theory maybe helping out somehow, even though obviously Loomis sort of attacked him and whatever. But and it doesn't make me happy to say this, but Gargano's not really doing anything with the North American belt.
Like I think
I could literally forget he has it sometimes.
Right. I think, though, if they just wait a little bit, it's honestly, though, I think the people who are better to take the title from them are Escobar and Dunn.
I know,
who are
but
both heels. So
somebody
that's like,
in this company clearly likes Loomis, right?
Right.
He's getting
lots
of attention.
I'm trying to think of like a babyface. Roderick Strong?
No.
He's not really. He's good in the ring. It was just,
like, you could turn Grimes' face with that character, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Anyways, I think I will take Loomis or whoever the challenger is, and I'm hoping it leads to the end of the way, or at least the end of the way, the way they are now.
A babyface.
It hasn't entertained me very much.
If Johnny Gargano was a babyface, I think he would be an amazing North American champion. But the problem is, all three of his runs have come into his, in his weird heel turns. The first ones, remember, were like, he was the one who attacked Aleister Black, and then he was like, kind of a face. He was a heel who thought he was the face, and like, and then the other two came in the way. But that sounds weird. But I'm just saying, like, I think if he's a face, I think he'd be an awesome champion. I think anytime if he's a face and champion,
they'll go back to it at some
point. I think they have
to. He's too good at it.
I can't wait for that. Anyways, next we have the match I don't want to see. This is my potty break.
Which one?
Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon versus The Way, which is Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Imagine, it's Gargano in Theory.
This would be the match I'm least looking forward to on either night, I would say.
For the NXT Women's Tag Team titles, I went with Blackheart and Moon. I really hate this team, but I don't care about either team or this match, and I have nothing else to say.
I don't have a ton either. I also took Blackheart and Moon. I just feel like it's one of those little build plus kind of new challengers, and Indy's really not very accomplished yet means the champs retain because they're baby faces that, again, people within NXT seem to like, and they are actually an established tag team. So I think the baby face champions retain in that one as well.
Yeah, and I don't need to speak about that ever.
We will when we review it.
And next we got Escobar versus Devlin, the undisputed NXT Cruiserweight Championship ladder match. I am looking forward to this.
Me too.
I went with Jordan Devlin.
You did.
Devlin's really great, in my opinion. I think we can both agree
on
that.
He's fantastic, yep.
Got a picture of him.
Yep.
And I think he could do really good things for this division if they use him right. And it would help a lot. I think this division has been floundering, despite Escobar being a good wrestler.
Yeah, his competition's been kind of weak.
Right, I think Escobar needs to move on. I feel like he would benefit from competing in the North American division, and he would benefit that title, because he is good, but he's held the Cruiserweight title for a while, and the competition has run thin. Like, he faced, like, Jake Atlas, like, multiple times, and Grand Metalik had to come in.
Oh, it's been
Raw,
my dream
right,
for a while,
like,
that Escobar moves up, right, to the next
and
division.
I think a change of scenery is needed for the division and Escobar, and also Devlin is technically the true champion.
Yeah, it is true. So you're taking Devlin. This one was tough for me because I've been saying for weeks that I want this title off Escobar because I think he's capable of bigger and better things, and I think you do too. Like, he would fit perfectly into North American. And eventually, I honestly think, like, NXT champion territory, if he's done right, the guy's incredible.
Depending on who else is there.
And you also have to think about Devlin's probably winning and taking that title back with him to the UK, right? So I look at that roster.
But he could stay here.
He could, but I feel like he won't. But I don't know. I don't. And then I think of, like, that roster, and basically everyone on that roster is cruiserweight, right? So there's tons of talent on NXT UK. They tend to be kind of small there, a lot of the roster, so there's tons of talent there, and that belt is kind of meaningless, so I wouldn't be that upset if it were gone for a little while. I don't know, but I do watch
although
that show.
I don't
anyway.
Know if they would have brought him for this match if he was going to lose, honestly, like, but I see your point. Honestly, it is tough to choose, though, right?
But on the other hand, I highly doubt that WWE is going to risk sending the message that NXT UK is in any way superior to the North American product, because I just feel that they're like, that's like the forgotten sort of thing over there, secondary, tertiary product. That,
which is maybe why they would want to keep him here while he holds the title.
So bottom line, I'm going to say Escobar retains, but I'm not super confident in it. So at least we differ on that one as well.
Yep.
We actually differ on a few, which is good.
Right. Yeah, so that should be a good show.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that. Next, we got NXT UK Prelude.
Yes.
Very small show. Very, very small show.
Not much announced yet. I mean, they've announced the involvement of other people, but these are the only right, matches yeah, I we saw know that. Of so far.
We'll just go what we know.
Yeah, what we have at this point.
Walter versus Rampage Brown, the NXT UK Championship match. I'm going to go with Walter.
Surprise.
Because Walter. But I don't really know much about Rampage Brown, but from what I've seen and what you've also told me, it doesn't seem great. And also his challenge of Walter, I saw the segment, kind of came out of nowhere. I feel like Walter has reigned for a long time, and they should really build to his defeat and make it the big deal it will be when it happens, I think. And yeah. Also, Minor, really not really pay-per-view on WrestleMania week, is not the place to have Walter lose, I think.
Yeah, I've been watching UK a little bit more often lately, and Rampage Brown is good, and it's going to be one of those hard-hitting matches, but no, I don't see him as a champion in this company. He's like the veteran who's been everywhere, done everything, and is just a really solid, and they're going to beat the hell out of each other. Right. This match might be actually
Walter's
quite
gonna
fun to
watch. Walter's
going to
have a couple of bruising matches.
But I'm taking Walter. He hasn't been champion all this time to lose to Rampage Brown the week of WrestleMania, so it's Walter.
Yeah. Next, we got the Heritage Cup Championship number one contenders match. Noam Dar versus Tyler Bate. I just picked Tyler Bate. And before I go into that, I would just like to say now how confused I am why the Heritage Cup is being defended as a championship. One, cups are usually used as tournament prizes, and they aren't usually defended. Two, the champion looks freaking dumb carrying around a big trophy, and unlike a championship, you can't just wear it. You have to carry around a big freaking cup. But anyways, I'm going to pick Tyler Bate because he's cool and I think he's better than Noam Dar, and I don't really watch the show, so don't really know.
I can say that I watch UK regularly now, and this championship, the Heritage Cup, sorry, has very, very little presence on this show. Like, they go weeks without mentioning it even, so.
Right. Is AKD even still a champion? I don't know.
I believe so. That is part of the reason why I'm taking Noam Dar. I agree with you, Tyler Bate is a much better wrestler, but just watching the show, he seems like the talent that's at that level. I think
Tyler Bate needs to come here. He doesn't seem to be doing
I think Tyler Bate's beyond that and should be, like, either in tag title contention if he wants to reform Mustache Mountain with Trent Seven.
Yeah.
Or he should be in championship contention, especially if Walter's staying in North America. So I'm taking Noam Dar because he's been sort of getting these segments and some focus lately. Plus, he has a buddy, Shaw Samuels, who's like his muscular backup. So there might be a non-clean finish, I'm thinking. Cause
I did not know that.
It just feels like Bate's beyond this, and this is about right for Dar. So I'll take Dar.
Hmm. Mako Satomura and Amelia McKenzie.
Yes.
Versus Isla Dawn and Kaylee Ray. I picked Satomura and McKenzie because I like Satomura, and Isla Dawn is kind of weird, and from what I saw, she kind of sucks. I like Kaylee Ray, but she's teaming with Isla Dawn, so.
Isla Dawn looked really good against Mako, actually. They had a good match.
No, I think, because remember she was doing like the supernatural character, and then she had that crappy match.
And McKenzie, that's I didn't remember, so I went and looked her up under her previous name, which I forget.
Millie McKenzie.
So she looks pretty cool, actually.
She even was in the women's title tournament, which I did not know.
She looks like she's pretty cool. Experience looks like some good strikes and stuff, so this should be a cool match, I'm hoping. But I'm taking Satomura and McKenzie. Satomura needs to start racking up wins because she hasn't been since coming to UK. So you can only call her a final boss for so long.
I thought she was before she lost to Kaylee Ray.
But then she's lost in another match since then.
Did she lose to Isla Dawn?
And she's supposed to be... No, but she was in like another one as well. Oh. Anyways, she needs to start racking up wins because they tell us how awesome she is, but then she's been losing.
I think she should be in NXT.
So McKenzie looks cool from what I've seen. Isla Dawn impressed me in her last match, so I'm hoping this match has some potential. But yeah, I'm taking Satomura and McKenzie as well.
All right. So are we going for
it? Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Let's kick off with the big fat match for WrestleMania 37, night one first. Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre.
Sure.
For the WWE Championship, and I went with Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre won the Rumble last year, and he kind of got robbed of his moment with the whole pandemic and empty arena thing. And the fans set to attend Mania at partial capacity, but attending nonetheless. You better believe even a little bit of WWE wants to redo that big moment that they had planned for the Chosen One last year. I want Lashley to win. I really do. But I'm afraid WWE are going to do something so WWE. And I think with Edge and Roman, both heels in the Night 2 main event, it's more likely he will win. And again, knowing WWE, they will more than likely want to kind of combat that, right?
Yep.
With a babyface victory here. And maybe Lashley will win and Bryan will win the next night, but I doubt it so much. And so I don't want to really, but I'm going to pick McIntyre.
Yeah, I think Lashley and the Hurt Business got too big on their own and were not what Vince envisioned when they were formed, so he's sort of dismantling them.
Yeah,
right?
I think that further credits my choice.
Right? Like, you guys weren't supposed to be this popular and like have people cheer for you. We better tear
this
apart.
You're supposed to be heels.
Drew gets the win because he was supposed to get it last year. Bobby gets de-pushed for getting himself over more than he was supposed to.
Right.
I want Lashley to retain, and my dream is he's booked as an unbeatable monster going forward, leading to a dream match with Brock and Lashley.
Dream on.
And Brock, and I'm not saying Lashley of the past, this Lashley, the booked strong, amazing with MVP Lashley. That with against Lesnar would be a dream match for me.
It would be fun. It would be better if Lesnar had Heyman, and then it's like,
yep.
But Drew wins. Heyman's with Roman. Yep. Next, we got Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I picked Bianca Belair because I thought she had a great moment when she won the Royal. I was really happy for her. You could see she was really happy for her. And I don't think it should be put to waste. I think she's such a great talent. I think she's one of the future stars of this division. And Sasha Banks is a great wrestler in her own right, but for some reason I've not like enjoyed her current run from what we've been watching on pay-per-view, and I've been keeping track of the main roster usually. Maybe it's because she doesn't really act or talk like a babyface. Like, a lot of times she's like bragging, or like her character just doesn't really lend itself to it. The only time I remember her working as a babyface is against Charlotte.
She's very Cody Rhodes. It's hard to believe her as a babyface.
Right, same with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyways, I just don't think she really works. And or maybe it's just because she had too many Carmella matches or too many Reginald interactions. But a change is needed. I think Bianca Belair is that change.
Fair enough. I think they've sort of, not that we follow it closely, but it seems like they've dropped the ball in the build with this, right?
Oh, for sure.
Coming out of
yeah, that's not helping Sasha's reign.
Royal Rumble, the Belair celebration and interview was amazing, and then they didn't really take advantage of that.
They had them competing in tag title matches.
And Banks has a long storied history of losing at WrestleMania, I believe. And
I don't think she's lost, because she didn't win that Fatal 5-Way last
year. I think she's like
year.
Lost her last 6 or 7.
She didn't win the Women's Battle Royal. She didn't win that 4-Way. Right. Bayley won.
Right.
Like WrestleMania 36 last year. And she did not win that Triple Threat with Charlotte and Becky, and those are all her WrestleMania matches, I'm pretty sure.
So she's got the new anti-streak. She's the right. anti-Undertaker.
I think she should probably keep the streak going.
So I think so too. I'm going to take Bianca Belair. It's time to just pull the trigger on this. She is fantastic. Hopefully they have a really strong match. Again, I wish they'd booked it better, but this is what I've been saying I've wanted for Belair since she was pretty much main rostered. So I'm going to say it happens at WrestleMania for her, and that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Next we have, no thanks, Bad Bunny versus The Miz. I took Bad Bunny because it's a celebrity match. Bad Bunny's clearly winning. Also, I don't care at all.
Wow, I don't know. I have to put some thought into this one. Let me see.
You do?
Well, I haven't really yet so much, so I haven't
thought. You would have to care to put thought into this.
Yeah, I'm going to say that I'll take Bad Bunny as well. I heard he's there training every day like a beast, and he's taking it really seriously, which is good to hear. And
still don't like him.
I don't think The Miz needs a win. I think The Miz is what he is, and it doesn't matter if he wins or loses at this point. So I feel like they want to continue their relationship with Bad Bunny, right? So
yeah.
There, he's going to win. I'll take it.
Yeah. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. I did take Cesaro. I think they've been building this one for a while because I think they kind of started this since Rollins returned after the Rumble.
Yep.
And Cesaro, I think, needs a win after this, but who am I kidding? They don't care. But they seem to be kind of building to that, so I'm just going to take Cesaro, because Seth Rollins isn't going to be hurt by a win, honestly.
I'm super torn on this one, because I feel the same, like, everything's pointing towards Cesaro gets a big...
But then they have a history of doing the opposite.
And it's Seth Rollins, where I feel like they, like, Vince thinks Seth Rollins is a major star, and he's like, I don't want him losing on Mania to Cesaro.
He is a major star, but I don't think he needs to win here, especially in a feud that doesn't really benefit either of them, I don't think.
So it certainly looks like Cesaro's supposed to win, I'm really torn because I feel like at the end of the day, they're just going to be like, it's Seth Rollins and he needs to win.
If Seth Rollins wins and doesn't wear a good attire, then I'm going to be mad.
Since I'm torn, since you took Cesaro, I'll take Seth Rollins just because at the end of the day,
that's where that was going.
At the end of the day, Vince can't help himself. He's going to be like, if Cesaro hasn't made it yet, he's not going to make it. And why are we making Rollins look weak?
Why do you think he's not making it?
Well, he's not that self-aware.
I know.
So I'll take Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I think Seth Rollins needs to wear a cool attire.
He will.
He better. He had a good one last year. It's the all-white, remember?
Right.
Kind of like the one that you really like.
With the gold?
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, next we got New Day versus AJ Styles and Omos. Omos, whatever. I like to call him Omos. Raw Tag Team Championship match. I'm going to go AJ Styles and Omos, and I honestly don't really care that much. I just kind of want AJ Styles to complete the Grand Slam.
Right.
And I think the New Day, they're the New Day. It's kind of like Seth Rollins. They're stars, but they don't need to, I mean AJ's too, but in a tag team scenario, they don't need to reign that long because when they've already had a million title reigns. So I don't think they need a win, and I think AJ Styles should be Grand Slam champion.
I will take the New Day just because I don't feel like they're going to go from almost doing absolutely nothing to suddenly being a tag team champion.
They did that with a child.
Having to do stuff. I know. So I haven't put a ton of thought into this one either. So I'm just going to say that the New Day retain and that, am I going to predict anything else about that match? No, I don't think so. I was going to say maybe they like almost turns or something, but I'll say the New Day win, but there's some sort of shenanigans somewhere.
Okay. I'll just write under New Day.
Shenanigans. Right.
There we go.
And speaking of matches that I don't really care about.
Time for No Thanks 2. Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman in steel cage.
Oh boy, it's in a cage.
I went with Braun Strowman. this whole feud never should have happened, and it was doomed from the start. It's been dumb and boring, and once again, I really don't care. But this time I think I have a better justification to not care. So, it's Braun Strowman.
Yeah, you never went back and watched the worst promo ever that Shane McMahon?
I just know that there was that bad promo. I know that they got slimed. There's the Fastlane thing.
It's the Nickelodeon
feud. There's Jackson
feud.
Riker. There's Elias. There's tape around on the knee. There's so bad. And also, Braun Strowman looked like a lumberjack.
And the fact that this has to be a steel cage match so that Shane can fall off of something, I assume.
Yeah, I think, remember when Extreme Rules, Strowman threw Owens off the cage to the announce table? I think maybe something like that, or I think it should have been Hell in Cell, because at least that's a little more interesting.
I will take Braun Strowman because he is an actual wrestler who is on TV most weeks, and I'm really hoping that Shane is not going to be, so I hope Shane gets his comeuppance for being a bully, and Braun looks strong, and it's hopefully
even
really quick.
Even though he's an old man in a baseball jersey, is it, or hockey?
Yeah, hockey jersey. No, baseball jersey. You're right. And I hope that it's over quickly, but I have my doubts.
All right, we move into our last bit, which is night two of WrestleMania 37. So I'm going to kick it off once again with the main event: Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan for the Universal Championship. I went with Roman Reigns because Roman Reigns, but also because I think Daniel Bryan is winding down his career. He said that. And I think win or lose, this is a good way for him to go out in the main event, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be fitting for him. But I don't think he's winning a world title this late in his career. And if he was, I don't think it's going to be at Roman's expense. I think I could say a similar thing for Edge. I don't think he should have been here in the first place. And Roman has nobody who's even remotely believable to beat him. And Brian and an old man have no chance.
So you're saying the heel wins to end Mania this year?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's happened, and I think it makes sense.
I will also take Roman Reigns. Same kind of logic. I don't really see him losing. I've been hearing, I didn't see it, that they're sort of presenting Daniel Bryan as less babyface-y lately, and then they brought out Edge, like, trying to make him look significantly younger. Apparently he like dyed his hair and shaved or something to make him look really young, so it seems like at the last minute they're trying to shift their characters a bit.
I think Brian's just getting revenge because Edge is being a meanie stink and beating them both with a chair.
But I
don't know,
we'll see. I think I'll say Roman Reigns, and then I don't know, maybe Brian and Edge feud coming out of this still, I don't know, but anyways, I'll just take Roman Reigns.
Possible Brian Edge feud.
Yep.
Okay. Asuka versus Rhea Ripley, Raw Women's Championship. I took Rhea Ripley, and it pains me to say, Asuka's had a pretty crappy run with the title. She hasn't been booked well, and her reign has tanked.
And they don't build anyone,
Right, and they don't build anyone. It's been too little too long, and they need a new champion. On top of that, they need to make amends for last year. Charlotte shouldn't have been anywhere near the NXT title, and they basically ruined Ripley for no good reason, just to give Charlotte another accolade, and Ripley needs to get a win here. Kind of like they want to do with Drew McIntyre, I think. But this time, I think they need to make amends for last year.
I agree with everything you've said. I take Rhea Ripley. I also think that they're kind of at the point where Asuka, this won't hurt Asuka that much, right? She can be rebuilt. She's amazing at whatever she does.
She can be rebuilt, but she won't be rebuilt.
So I think this is Ripley getting redemption for last year as well. Just kind of out of nowhere on the scene, really strong. She's going to take the championship, and then we'll see what they do from there.
Next, we got The Fiend versus Randy Orton, possible Cinematch. I don't know.
They have to wake me up for this one. It's probably a Cinematch, right? Yeah. I would think.
They'll probably announce it tonight, actually. Oh, boy. We are recording this on Monday. The Fiend, I picked him because he's apparently a babyface, even though he looks like he's straight out of a horror movie. And he should probably get revenge for literally being burned. So he should probably win. And I also don't like Randy Orton. And this has gone on too long, this feud, and I don't really care.
No, this
thanks,
is...
WWE, for ruining one of my favorites.
I will take The Fiend here, too. I don't really know why. I have zero interest in this match, but I feel like...
Okay, I'll write zero interest.
On this stage, I feel like this is where The Fiend has to gain some sort of momentum, right? Because he has looked kind of ridiculous.
Especially now.
Recently, so I feel like it's hopefully leading to him maybe looking cool here. I have my doubts that...
He would look cool is if they get rid of his burn crap and just make him look normal.
I doubt that I'll find this match interesting, but I will take The Fiend to win it.
Yeah, and next we got Big E versus Paul Cruz, and it is the Nigerian Gem Fight, right? That's what it is now?
Right. Yep, it is.
Intercontinental Championship. I went with the Paul Cruz. The finish for the Fastlane match was dumb, but the
really
match and intensity was good, just ended badly. And I think a Paul Cruz change needs to yield results, and they can't put it off again, I think.
And also, like, are they going to have him lose in his signature match?
Oh, yeah, true.
But yes, I'm going to say they do. I'll take Big E, just because I don't think... Unless the plan is get that off Big E so that he can go to bigger and better things, but it seems like that's not the plan, right?
Maybe so, help Apollo Crews. I'm hoping
Big E stays with the Intercontinental title then, because I don't know. I think he's doing it. He can do a really good job with it and raise the prestige of that belt.
I think Crews could too.
I do too, and I agree that I kind of liked where the match was going on Fastlane.
We picked the exact same people as we did their Fastlane match.
But I'll take Big E again.
All right. Next we got Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. I just pick Kevin Owens. I don't care. It has Logan Paul, so I don't care.
I am going to also take... Do I want to take Owens here? I'll take Sami Zayn with help from the other guy that's involved, just to make a different pick. I really don't know what's going on in this storyline.
Help.
But these two will probably have an amazing match. And Owens is for sure jumping off the pirate ship. That's, I'll call that, or whatever it is.
Didn't he do that last year?
He'll do it.
Didn't he do that last year, remember?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, he's going to jump off something.
It's probably a big arena. Yeah, he will jump off something for sure.
So I'll take Sammy, just to be different. Don't really have much care in that one.
Matt Riddle versus Sheamus, United States Championship. I took Matt Riddle. Sheamus does not need any more championships, and Matt Riddle should not lose his title yet to Sheamus.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I don't feel like there's been much build to this match. It was just kind of a way to get them on.
Riddle scootered. He got hit with the scooter.
And Riddle's been basically unwatchable anywhere outside of the ring.
I heard on Raw he forgot his lines once.
Yeah, he did with Asuka, I think it was. And then she had no idea how to sort of recover from it, apparently. So I'm taking Riddle because I don't think... Sheamus doesn't need a belt, and I think they think of him as above the United States Championship anyway, and they were just looking for somebody for Riddle to beat on WrestleMania, so I would say as well that it is Matt Riddle.
Mm-hmm. That's it for now. I'm sure they will update the cards, but...
So yeah, we're recording this as of Monday, April 5th, right? So yes. If they add more things to the card, maybe we'll talk about it later in the week.
On the main show?
But yeah, that's our predictions and things. So again, it is going to be a busy week. I'm not sure when we'll record things. We may have another...
We can probably do. We got April break next week, right?
Yeah, so there might be some bonus things coming your way. Again, if you would like to give us some feedback or just let us know anything, really, it's fnswrestling@gmail.com and fns wrestling_podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
And we appreciate any time that you guys give us throughout the week. Do you have anything to add, or should we just get out of here, buddy?
No, I think we're good.
So just keep checking wherever you listen to us and see. We'll put out probably some extra material this week. But if not, for sure, we're back here on Saturday with episode 38 of the flagship show.
Yeah.
So we look forward to seeing you all back then, if not sooner. And until then, take care.
Peace out.